bekliyoruz. Balucistan'dan Bayrbay Mar arkadaşımız söz alacak. Kendisini kürsüye davet ediyoruz.
Thank you. I'd like to thank IKEF first of all for organizing this very important event and to give a voice to those voiceless people who have not been heard and have been missing for so many years. And I would like to thank all the delegates who have come here to share their experiences and their heartfelt stories here, especially these mothers who have traveled from a long way and came here to tell their stories. And I'd like to salute them for their bravery. This is actually the speech of Harper Murray, another friend of ours. He could not come today, so I'll be reading his speech. To begin with, I'll talk a little bit about Balochistan's history, because I think many of you might not have heard about Balochistan. And then I'll go on and talk about the enforced disappearances and deliberate silence, or if you call it, ignorance of the international community on these issues. Yeah. The ongoing national resistance in occupied Baluch land started after the British invaded Balochistan on 13 November 1839. Following their colonial policy of divide and rule, the British divided Balochistan into three parts under the Goldsmith Line and Durand Line agreements in 1871 and 1893. Western part of Balochistan was handed to the Qajar dynasty of Persia, and the western part, which is currently occupied by Pakistan, was ruled by the British, basically by the Whitehall, until 1948. The British controlled Balochistan in 1947, declared its independence 2 days before the withdrawal of British troops, and the partition of Indian subcontinent. However, 8 months later, on 27th March 1948, the newly created religion state of Pakistan invaded and occupied Free Balochistan. Illegal occupation of Balochistan by the artificial state of Pakistan has been the most devastating period in the entire history of Baloch people. Pakistani state has carried out 5 major military operations in 1948, 1958, 1962, 1973, and the current ongoing operation, which started in 2000, which is going on till this day. There has been a steady rise in the magnitude of abductions of the Baloch by Pakistani intelligence agencies for the last many months. The miseries of abducted Baloch persons have been highlighted by various human rights organizations, including Asian Human Rights Commission. In their report on 5th March 2010, they have confirmed that victims of enforced disappearances include 168 children, 148 women. The Baloch sources, however, estimate the number of extrajudicial abductions by Pakistani state agencies around 8,000 people. From the year 2006, the state security agencies have launched a systematic campaign of target killing of top Baloch leaders, political leaders. In August 2006, Pakistani army targeted and killed the 80-year-old Baloch leader Nawab Akbar Bughti and unknown number of his companions by aerial bombardment and, according to some sources, by the use of chemical weapons. Three well-known Baloch political leaders, the president of Baloch National Movement, Ghulam Ahmad Baloch, along with two of his comrades, has been abducted by Pakistani agencies from their lawyer's office on 3rd April 2009. Their mutilated bodies were found on the outskirts of Turbat town on 8th April 2009. In the same way, the Pakistani agencies have abducted the Joint Secretary of Baloch National Movement on 30th August 2009, and his body was found a week later hanging with a tree, and his body was carved with slogans saying slogans against Baloch National Movement and in favor of Pakistan. From August 2010, the Pakistani intelligence agencies have killed about 50 Baloch political, social and social activists and then dumped their bodies in open fields. Among these victims were two Baloch lawyers, namely Zaman Mari and Sher Ali Baloch, who were abducted in August, during August and September, and their mutilated bodies riddled with bullets were found after a few days of their abduction. The role of Pakistani army in the killing and abduction of 40 Baloch activists has been highlighted by the Amnesty International in their latest report on 25th October 2010. Since the publication of this report, the state and its security agencies have accelerated the policy of enforcing disappearances, abductions, arbitrary arrests, tortures, and dump and kill policies continues in Balochistan. I'm now going to read some names of Baloch students who are students of college and universities who have been abducted, and after a few weeks of their abduction, these bodies were found in different locations in Balochistan. Sami Baloch, a university student of engineering and technology. Asim Karim Baloch, a student of Polytechnical College. Bashir Ahmad Baloch, Asmatullah Baloch, Nasrullah Baloch, Ismail Hamid and Hamid Lala, a Baloch journalist, were abducted from different areas and on different dates from Balochistan. Their brutally tortured bodies were found on first and second days of Eid. Eid is a Muslim festival which they celebrate. So basically, on the festival day when the Muslim all around the world were celebrating their Eid, the Baloch were being gifted bodies of their loved ones. A note was found in the pocket of Hamid, which basically read Eid gift for the Baloch people. The bodies of all victims, without exception, bear signs of extreme torture, and they all have been killed in the same manner and dumped in open field in different locations. They all bear hallmarks of professional torture. The policy of killing and dumping is premeditated, organized, and systematic. The victims of the policy are selected from most politically active and socially conscious section of Baloch society. The situation in Balochistan most resembles the treatment meted out by the partisans under German occupation of World War II. Pakistani military is conducting the Hitlerite policy of night and fog in Balochistan. Hitler declared night and fog on December 7, 1941, almost 69 years ago. He put into practice the night and fog policy for a number of reasons. Distinct complaints by governments and humanitarian organizations against the German government were made more difficult because the exact cause of interment and death. Indeed, whether or not the event had even occurred were obscure. It kept the Nazis from being held accountable. It allows violations, silenced international treaties and conventions. One cannot apply a term of human treatment in war if one cannot locate the victims and discern their fate. Just like the Nod and Fog victims in Hitlerite Germany, Baloch in occupied Balochistan are political workers, activists, intellectuals, student leaders who have disappeared because of their political belief that Balochistan should be free. Thousands of families do not know whether their loved ones are dead or alive. They were made to disappear into night and fog by the Pakistan military, frontier corps, intelligence agencies, paramilitary forces, and field investigation units. The deliberate silence of international community. The Baloch cherish for the noble goal of a liberated and united Balochistan. They are struggling against religious fundamentalist state to liberate their land where they can live with their own traditions, values of a secular democratic society. In resisting the subjugating maneuvers of most atrocious colonial states of 21st century, they are bearing the full force of brutalities. The treatment of the Baloch under occupation of Islamic fundamentalist regime of Pakistan and Iran is not much different from other nations who had experienced similar forceful subjugation. However, the irony is that the international community is keeping a blind eye on the systematic annihilation of occupied and oppressed nations. It is high time that the international community to raise effective voice against the inhuman atrocities being perpetrated. It is high time for the international community to assist the Baloch and other freedom-seeking nations in their just struggle for basic rights, which includes the right to live with honor, dignity, and independence. If the occupying states continue their atrocities with impunity and the international community remaining silent spectators, Balochistan might just become another killing field like Srebrenica, Halabja, or Rwanda. That is why we urge the UN, EU, and the international human rights organizations to take strong notice of ongoing genocide against the Baloch nation and the issue of forced disappearances of the people of occupied nations by the UN's own member states, basically the states like Pakistan and Iran, which are committing atrocities in Balochistan. They are the member states of the United Nations, which means they have the silence approval of the United Nations to commit these atrocities. Before I end my speech, I must make it clear that we, the Baloch, are struggling to regain our independence and that our people are facing death and destruction for asking for one of their basic human rights, freedom and right to statehood. Thank you very much.